Holy, that's Big Mike.
Somebody's in a hurry.
Big Mike is one of my favorite customers.
Ice cream!
You never know what he's gonna bring in.
This is cool.
Go up nice and easy.
It's always been my dream to create my very own Main Street, and now's my chance.
Whatever you do, do not let this thing drop.
Man, this thing is bad.
I came to bring in my Zeno gum machine.
I need somebody to oversee the gum machine. I was wondering if you want to take that on.
Yeah?
I'm a little scared to give Bradley all this responsibility, but I know he can do it.
It does not sound good.
No, it does not. All we're going to do is destroy this thing even more.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Holy.
Oh, hell. That's Big Mike.
Somebody's in a hurry.
What's up, Rick?
Good to see ya. How you been, buddy?
Good, how you been?
What's going on?
Got a New York City taxi meter here for you.
Cool.
I came down to Rick's today because I got this taxi meter of an old taxi cab. It's just a little piece of automobilia history, you know? So I thought, we'll bring it down to Rick, see if he can't restore it.
This is cool. Where'd you find that?
In a junkyard. And the best part about it was when I got in it, it's still going.
It's still working.
Still working. Hear it?
Oh, yeah.
That's very cool.
So the thing's basically like a clock. 10 cents a minute, it'll go. It's got some of the writing on the bottom there. It says it came out of it.
Wow. What year is it?
It's about 1950.
50s? That's very cool. Yellow Cab Company, New York City.
This taxi meter is really neat. I mean, it just goes to show how they actually charged fares back in the day, to where nowadays, things are all digital and electronic. It's not the same.
So, you know, the funniest, craziest thing alive is that the first speeding ticket was ever given to anybody in 1899, and that was a guy in a taxi.
Oh, no way.
I want to know why you're picking it up.
I just thought it was cool. It's an iconic, you know, piece of automobilia.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
A huge
it's
piece of history.
History. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like to be yellow, the original yellow it was. It's going to be that taxi yellow, that iconic yellow
yes,
color you
yes,
see.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe a wood base.
Just give it some height, give it some look. When we walk up, you go, whoa!
Yeah, a little eye candy. I'm just going to put it in my garage in my man cave.
Right.
Just have it so the guys come over, and I, you know, when I drink a beer, I can run the meter on them. What do you think it's going to cost?
Okay, to pull it apart, blast it all, fill the holes, then go ahead and get it all painted, then redo your face with a little brighter gold.
Yeah.
With all that, I'm looking at $1,300.
Whew.
There's a lot of work in there, Mike. I mean, I got a lot of custom stuff done up. We're talking about sort of a, something you're going to mount on your mantle for everybody to see. I want to do it nice for you.
And I know you do nice work.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
The meter's running.
The meter's running, buddy. Let's do this. You're on the clock.
Wow.
Look at all the springs in this thing, dude. All right.
Hey, Ted, you got a minute? What you doing?
Sure. Yeah. We're the boss, anyway.
You know, we've been here at the shop for a while, and we got the inside all dialed in and stuff, but I'm driving up every day, and I'm looking at this place. It looks like a big concrete block. We've been here at the new shop for a while now, and one of the things that I really wanted to do was come up with a cool design for the front of the building. I mean, something to make it look like home. You know, I've always had this dream about restoring a whole boardwalk of a 1940s, you know, like a street.
Good old-fashioned Main Street USA from the early 40s.
Yeah. So I thought, why don't we, I mean, it's such a big, long building. I wanted your ideas about what we could do to the front.
You got a bank, you got a drugstore, you got a bakery.
Perfect, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the building's perfect for it. It's huge, flat, giant, open canvas.
Right. So we could maybe paint on the building or do something like that?
You could paint it.
Yeah.
It's going to look kind of flat, and if it's not done really, really well, it's going to look a little hokey.
Yeah.
But we could build something. We could actually fabricate sections to put on the front of the building, and you could have some real stone, some real brick textures, glass windows maybe.
Yeah.
This is why I love working with the best of the best. Ted's the type of artist that can envision this completely finished before it's even drawn up on paper.
So what do you think? Big project, little project, time?
The building's big. This project's potentially could be huge, but this big blank canvas that we got really can present some really cool opportunities for us to do something really nice.
Okay.
I'll get you some as quick as I can. We'll take it from there.
Cool. Thanks. Let me know. Yeah. As soon as you can.
Kyle, look at this damn wheel.
Excuse me, guys.
How you doing?
I want to get an estimate on this machine.
Okay, you don't want us to estimate it. We'll get Rick for you.
All right, I appreciate it.
We'll be right
back.
Thank you, guys.
Kyle and I do a lot around here, but we leave it to Rick to say how much it's going to cost.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Stan.
Stan, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Rick.
Man, this thing is bad.
I came today to Rick's Restorations to bring in my Zeno gum machine to have restored.
What year do you think this is?
1893.
That's incredible. These were in places like bars and barbershops. Gum in the beginning, it wasn't for your breath. You know, it was good for your jaw. Little did they know, later on in life, they put so much sugar in it, now it's bad for your teeth.
So you think it works, or it doesn't work?
No, it does not work. This is a pretty sentimental value to me because my uncle restored the back of this, and it was working, but over the years, it is broken again in the back of the mechanism itself. My uncle worked on it. Unfortunately, he's no longer living. It means a lot to me. He's one of my favorite uncles.
You know where that went?
Well, this is the weight.
That was the weight. This was what my uncle put on it.
Oh, he made that?
He made that.
Okay, because I've never seen a piece like this.
This was not an original piece.
There's a lot of work in this piece.
He's a great craftsman.
Yeah. When you turn this, the spring would tighten up. And then when you put the penny in, it would make this thing spin. And then each time this spins, it spins a gear. See the gear move over there? Which turns that gear, pulls this arm back, pushes the gum for it.
It's a lot.
A lot. It's pretty intense. First of all, I'm gonna get the mechanism out and we're gonna figure out what broke.
But it's got the instructions in case you don't know how to put it together.
I just was reading that. It says irresponsible persons should not be allowed to touch. I gotta weigh out who my irresponsible ones are. I gotta figure out who's gonna help me work on this. All right, so I wanna know, how do you see it being done?
Well, I would like to get it back to its original state.
Okay. Working state, you're saying?
Working state.
Okay.
Still in the antique form with the patina on it.
So we want to leave the patina.
Yes. What do you think the price would be for that?
The whole thing, doing it the way you would like it done, I'm looking at $1,500.
Well, being that it's a very, very sentimental piece for me, it's worth it for me to do that.
Right.
Except that price.
Okay, awesome. Pressure is definitely on.
Pressure on.
I can feel it. Okay, grab that side over there. All right, now Tyler, come forward. I gave Ted some ideas earlier on how I wanted the shop front to look. So far, it looks like he has nailed it. It's just a lot bigger project than I thought it would be. Tilt it! Tilt it forward! Stay there, hold on. Nice and easy now, I don't want this thing falling.
My dad is determined to rebuild the front of the shop, so that means I'm gonna have to step it up, and Brettley's gonna have to step it up as well. So, you know how busy we've been lately, right?
There's nobody to really watch this Zeno gum machine, so I was wondering if you want to take that on.
Yeah?
Yeah. You good with that?
I can do that.
All right, I got the process sheet. It's right here. Okay, this will tell you who's gonna do what.
Yeah. This is definitely stepping it up from other tedious jobs, so I'm pretty stoked to, you know, show them what I can do.
You good?
Easy enough. Bam.
We'll see you.
All righty.
I'm a little scared to give Brettley all this responsibility,
but I know he can do it.
Oh, this thing's all kinds of jacked up.
Yeah, let's test it out.
Tyler's having me oversee the Zeno gum machine. While I have Cowboy and Robert finishing up on the wood, I'm giving Dave a hand with getting the coin chute fixed.
I like the quick little fix someone did here with the yardstick. Just drop straight through there.
Mm-hmm. Let's take this wood off.
The chute is held together by a brass plate and a yardstick. We have to take it apart so Dave can weld the cracks and the breaks.
So we're cracked here, we're cracked here, we're cracked there.
Split in half here.
A lot of welding.
It's in a lot of pieces, and I don't think we'll be able to replace it. So hopefully Dave can put it back together.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right. we're gonna have a big problem trying to weld this. Like, you know, when you weld something, the metal gets hot and it turns into like a liquid. This, all it's doing is just blowing away. You can see where I put that filler rod in it, that piece just blew out. Some of this old metal like this, it's damn near impossible to weld. And I'm gonna stop right here because if I try to keep going, all we're gonna do is destroy this thing even more.
Being in charge is pretty tough. I gotta step it up and figure out a way to fix this.
This sucks.
This does suck.
Hey, Jesse. Well, my dad keeps working on the front of the shop. I'm spearheading the taxi meter. Since this is gonna be a display piece, I've headed over to the upholsterer to get a cover made for the pedestal we created.
Hey, Tyler.
You bet.
What's going on, all right?
So we wanna make this look like an old school taxi cab dashboard.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Do you have some blacks I can pick from without going through that mess?
I have a mess that you can go through right
here. Oh, yeah, I got a smaller mess. I pretty much know what I want. Now, I just hope I can find it. Picking out upholstery isn't like pin the tail on the donkey. You really have to know what you want and then feel through all the options. I'm thinking something like this.
Okay.
Okay. Got it?
What do you think?
Yeah. We'll do material on this side, and then we'll do the piping here.
Okay.
And then we're gonna do staples under here.
All right.
I thought it'd be cool to learn another skill of the business, and since upholstery is such a big part of restoring things, I thought it'd be really interesting to learn how to do it.
So I'll mark it and you cut it.
All right.
All right. You cut the straight line?
Not really. Jeez.
Don't cut yourself.
Extra large scissors. These scissors are nice. I wish I had these in elementary school.
All right, Dave.
Uh-oh. Got cavalry.
The mech's not welding.
No, it's starting to melt away and fall apart on me.
Dave and I are still having trouble with the Xeno gun machine. So I went ahead and called Rick in to take a look.
Brittle, brittle, brittle.
Now let's try some epoxy.
Okay.
Some of that, I got some really bad to the bone stuff. Get them laid out flat, get them to dry, and we'll give that a shot.
Sounds good.
I'm pretty surprised that Bradley's in charge of restoring this machine. In fact, I specifically remember reading on the instructions, irresponsible people should not touch. But I guess we'll see if he can actually pull this job off or not.
All right, that one's together.
Just like that?
Yes, sir. Good to go.
None on my fingers. So you're gonna put the needle on the line.
Okay. I'm still over at the upholsterer's working on a new base for the taximeter, and now it's my time to start sewing.
You can put your foot on the
slow,
pedal.
Very slow.
And just kind of like barely touch it.
Whoa!
See?
That's very fast. I blink every time I do this. Whoa!
That's perfect.
Okay. This is my first time sewing, and I seriously think I'm having too much fun right now. It's finesse.
Kyle.
What's up?
Let's get this bad boy put together, huh? So I've been working on this gun machine pretty much the whole way down the line. Now it's time to get this thing back in one piece. That is so cool. It's got like all the original everything to it, you know?
Now this is gonna go in here.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm here to pick up my Xeno machine. This machine really means a lot to me because it was restored once before by my uncle. I'm so anxious to see this, and I hope my money is well spent.
I'm hoping you like it. I'm hoping you love it.
You don't know how much I'm anticipating this.
Hey, Bradley! Bring me the Xeno!
Is he here already?
Yeah, he's here.
I'm here. I've been so busy with trying to get the front of the shop redone, I put Tyler in charge of the restorations for a bit. And when I found out that he put Brettley in charge of this gun machine, I nearly fell over. But I gotta admit, this thing turned out way better than I ever thought possible.
All right, here it is.
You know, you were really involved in this, and I want you to feel that same feeling that I get every single time that I show a customer with our hard work. What did you do on this project?
The woodwork and the mechanism and putting it back together. I mean,
You did the inside and the outside.
Yep.
And you know, if it doesn't come out like I like it, it's your fault, right?
Ooh. Well, see, that's what I deal with every day, Bradley. It's okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Bam.
Wow. Is that cool?
That is unbelievable. I was not anticipating this.
Thank you.
What can I say after seeing the machine? Wow. Unbelievable.
All right, if you remember, the base was broken off. So we pulled it apart and glued it all together, redid the Zeno, redid all these pieces. Everything on this thing is totally original.
I didn't think you were ever going to be able to do this.
This is probably my favorite part. You ready to see this?
I'm looking forward to this.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
What do you think?
That looks great in there. It looks so clean.
So are you ready to see this thing work?
I want to see the gum come out of this machine so bad.
Here we go.
Let's do it. Wow.
Oh, God.
Beautiful mechanism in there. That is fantastic. And a piece of gum.
Yeah.
For only a penny.
That's right.
My uncle would be very happy and proud about this.
Bradley, I'm really proud of you. You did a great job in this, and I'm really happy that you love it.
I love it.
And thank you very much for bringing it in to us.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Both of you.
Yep.
Great.
Cool.
Great job. My uncle would be ecstatic seeing what they had done to it. I'm really pleased, and I know upstairs he's very pleased too.
Big Mike!
Hey, Rick!
I was waiting and waiting for you. I was cleaning up the yard.
I'm looking for my taxi meter. How'd this thing come out?
It came out pretty cool.
It's got
a few of those on there.
You got it all checked up?
It's all checked up. Looks cool.
Oh, man, I'm juiced up to see this thing.
You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
I hope so.
All right.
This thing was DOA when I dropped it off. So I hope Rick worked his magic and got this thing resurrected, because I'm really amped to see it.
You're really excited to see this
I'm
thing?
I'm pumped. Come
on. You ready?
Oh, come on, man.
Here we go. One, two, three. Bing!
Oh, that thing's bad, Rick. He pulls up that rusty drum and pow! I thought I was gonna have to pull out my sunglasses. That thing was so bright.
Hey, what do you think, taxi cab yellow?
Taxi cab yellow. It don't get any better than that. Glossy, glassy finish. I mean, it's unbelievable the job they did on that paint. Oh, this thing's off the hook, Rick. What'd you have to do?
Okay, so when you brought it in, if you remember, all this was just faded and broke, so Ted redid all of that. This gold in here, that's a brand new plate, and then we wanted to put it on a dash, okay? So Robert cut a piece of wood, and he gave it that shape, and then Tyler took it over to Jesse, our upholsterer,
yeah.
And he made this just like a dash, same sort of Naga hide.
It's the real deal.
Yeah, yeah, and then this flag, it's about out here. It was really big, so Dave cut this, he bent it, he made it shorter.
Can't even tell.
Right, so now you can do it and you get it set.
Ooh, I hear it ticking.
Yeah.
That is bad.
Now it's hired, okay, so it's running. What is it, the fare is 75 cents and 10 cents per minute.
You didn't raise it for inflation?
No.
Okay,
we left it the same. And then this one right here, we got no extras. If you wanted to add an extra.
Now what's the extra?
The extra is a fare, meaning you got another guy in the car.
Oh, I got you.
So you got one extra. Let's say you had two people, and it's cost you 40 cents extra.
All right.
That's each person.
That's slick. For the price of gas nowadays, I'll just mount this in my car. But my buddies want to go for a ride, I'm all set, man. That thing's awesome. It works like it's supposed to. You can't ask for anything more. It's just, I hope Rick stayed on the budget, and he didn't keep the meter running too long. So, on the budget here, did you take the long way around the block or on it or what?
Well, you know, this face was a little more than I thought it would, you know, but that was definitely worth it to me to get that done. And the whole budget and everything together, we made budget.
We did?
Yeah, we made budget.
Oh, man.
Okay? So.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I never expected it to look like that. That thing's awesome. I was really excited that Rick came in on budget on this thing. I know it was a little project. But just the little details and the way Ted did all the painting, I mean, you can't put a price on that.
Okay, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Meter's running. Gotta go. I think this thing will go perfect in my man cave or my garage. It's amazing.
See you later. Tyler, Ron, Bradley, everybody, come here. Get everyone out here.
I want to show you guys something.
With the recent work on the front of the shop, our new location is becoming exactly what I envisioned for Rick's Restorations. Now that the work is done, I want to show it off to my team.
You remember the front of the facade?
Yeah.
We finally got it done. Nice. I want to show it to you. Come on.
All right, wait. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All
right, come on out. This way. What do you think about that?
Wow!
Outstanding.
Sharp.
Is that bad? Check it out.
I love it.
Wow. Looks cool, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome. Does. Absolutely awesome.
It looked like a big piece of turd, but now it looks really good.
It's a good deal. Great. Now this is home. We got the Richfield gas station, like the old shop, and then we added some new. We got a Five and Dime, we got a theater, we got a barber shop now, we've got a bank there, a diner, and then down at the end, we got the old restoration shop like we used to have. So both sides, we got the old, and in the middle is the new. You know, guys, this is my dream come true, and I definitely couldn't have done it without you guys.
How about giving us all raises?
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I'm proud of you guys. We need to get back to work. Come on, let's go.
Not that proud.
I'm really proud. No, I'm real proud.
Come on, man.